WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Homeowners in Fort Myers boarding up as a Category 4 Hurricane Milton closes in on Florida's Gulf Coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
While there is the hope that it will weaken more before landfall, there is high confidence that this hurricane is going to pack a major, major punch and do an awful lot of damage.
A tornado just reported crossing the Everglades. President Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu speaking by phone as Israel expands its ground incursion into Lebanon.
Israel has a right to defend itself. Israel also has a right to win. And Israel will win.
The Supreme Court's hearing the case of death row inmate Richard Glossop, convicted on testimony by a motel maintenance worker.
Oklahoma has now disclosed evidence revealing that Mr. Snead lied to the jury about his history of psychiatric treatment.
That's Glossop's attorney, Seth Waxman. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire is sharing information on absentee voting requirements ahead of the November election. According to a notice from the city, voters who wish to use an absentee ballot must submit the request by October 31st at 5 p.m. The request must include your voting address, your signature, and a copy of your photo identification. Anyone who requests an absentee ballot must already be registered to vote. The notice also states that in-person absentee voting will start on October 22nd and end on November 1st. Dunn County transportation officials are placing an added emphasis on improving their roads in the proposed 2025 budget. According to a press release, their budget proposal aims to fix over 18 miles of roads in 2025, a more than 50% increase from the roughly 12 miles of road that were improved in 2024. The budget proposal calls for a total of $9 million of funding for county highways, about two-thirds of which would come from the county and the remaining funding from the State Department of Transportation. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network. President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change other than, I think, a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Todd Alba Show.
Worldwide Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking to Attorney General Eric Holder. We'll discuss Trump's unchecked power grab under Project 2025 and Vice President Harris's new way forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Lots coming up for you on the show today. Sean Fedapace and Abby Gilman from Main Street Alliance are going to be joining us at 11:06 to talk about small businesses in Wisconsin and what small business owners need and what they're looking for. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:21. Of course, Hurricane Milton is aiming towards Florida. Already this morning, I believe there was a tornado spawned by this that was seen crossing I-70 in Florida. So sending good wishes and safe wishes to everyone who's going to be affected by this storm. It's going to be a massive one. Brittany will be here to break that down a little bit at 11:21. We will wrap everything up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Someone on my personal Twitter page actually suggested a really good one, again, from the animal kingdom. We'll probably wait until next week for that one.
Okay.
For that "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Yeah. If you ever have one, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. And a reminder, Wednesday, October 16th is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Mm-hmm. So make a plan to check your registration status. Make sure you are registered. Go to myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is plug in your address, and it will pretty much bring up your ballot, tell you if you're registered, tell you all the races that are going to be on your ballot, including the latest constitutional amendment that we're going to talk about in about 15 minutes.
Oh, they're not going to stop. And just as if you can't do, you can register on the day of, so just know that, but also
know what you have to bring.
Know what you have to bring, and also comfy shoes, maybe a book, podcast, because you might be waiting in line for a while too, depending on where you live. It's going to be record turnouts this year, and that leads to long lines for registration. It's long lines to vote too, but
right.
For registration, that can take a while as well.
Well, and that's why we're encouraging you, if you're not yet registered,
yes.
Do it now.
Yes, just
and
do it now.
And then you don't have to worry about it on the day of,
yeah.
And you can just go. You can even vote early.
Yes.
Which is super easy.
Still haven't got my ballot yet.
We'll have to check on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're registered. Do it before Election Day. It's just going to make life for you so very much easier.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to revisit California, Guy.
Wait, the landowner?
The landowner.
Oh.
Orange County's best businessman for 3 years in a row. Eric Hovde spoke to the Milwaukee Press Club yesterday?
I believe so, yes. It was yesterday.
Yesterday. And he had some thoughts on lead pipes. We were just talking about this yesterday. Because President Biden was here to address the issue of lead pipes in the city of Milwaukee in particular. It is the largest metro area in the state.
We talked to Earl about that as well.
Yes, and he had a big guest on this morning. He was kind of behind the whole movement to get these lead pipes replaced. This is not just an urban issue.
Nope.
The same kinds of pipes were put in all over the state back when they didn't realize that lead could really harm you.
Yeah.
But, so this is a statewide thing.
But thank goodness for Eric Hovde and his opinions, because he's here to talk to us about his thoughts on, well, he doesn't call it a problem.
Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
Look, lead paint was stopped in the 1970s, but there's still homes that have lead paint. Lead pipes are more dangerous. The reality of it is there's not a lot of lead pipes anymore because typically a pipe will erode over a certain amount of time and they replace them. So I think it's trying to act like there's a bigger issue. The amount of lead pipes in this country are very small.
It ain't no thing.
Follow-up question, Mr. Hovde, Mr. Rake Stepper. Where's your proof?
Well, I'm sure he just knows
this. It's an instinctive thing. It's a gut feeling.
They know it inherently. They know it inherently.
If you weren't listening yesterday to Earl, he made a point that I will never forget. He said that before President Biden stepped in to give us the money to help mitigate this problem throughout the state, he said that the plan to do it for Milwaukee was going to take 77 years.
That's a chunk.
Now that to me, I'm not a math guy. But that seems like more than a, quote, not a big deal. It seems like a huge deal to me. It seems like a problem that affects our children and our families that, you know, he says he believes in so much.
He just knows. He's a very successful businessman, Greg. So he just knows things.
You know, one of the things they teach you when you go to banking school is they teach about the sciences specifically like, you know, chemistry, those types of things. And you get to learn about things like lead paint. I know this because I took business for half a semester. I was in lead paint 101, and I know so much about this that I can stand up in front of a bunch of reporters and politicians and really speak my mind.
Yeah. He has also said other things.
He said a great deal of other things.
He said many, many other things. I think it's worth a reminder. His comments on people who live in nursing homes. Calvin, let's play clip number two from California guy Eric Hovde.
I'm not going to spend my time talking about 2020. Do I believe the election was stolen? No, but things happen in that election that were very troublesome. Absolutely.
Like what?
And I can point them out right here in Wisconsin.
Let's hear it.
We have Zuckerbucks come into Democratic cities
other
in
cities
a big
too.
Way to push out, working with cities to push out Democratic votes. We had nursing homes where the sheriff of Racine investigated where you had 100% voting in nursing homes. Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
You're all almost dead, you guys. I'm sorry. Bad news.
I think that might be his, like, top three quote from Eric Hovde, because it just makes a whole bunch of no sense. It's who said it? It's a non-evident argument.
Ooh.
I think that was Professor Walker from last week. A non-evident argument.
Love it.
Where if you're in a nursing home, you're going to die soon. B, you don't have the mental acuity to vote.
You're incompetent.
Yeah, okay, cool. Got it. This guy is a terrible candidate. And the fact that it's now...
Now it's the race is tightening.
Ugh.
That's what everyone is saying. That the race between Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin is tightening. His brother Steve Hovde has been working hard to get Eric elected. He is behind the Fix Washington Political Action Committee, which has run ads attacking Tammy Baldwin. Federal Election Commission reports show that Steve Hovde, Eric's brother, has donated $2 million to the efforts. And has also gotten $1 million from Pleasant Prairie-based Uline co-owner Elizabeth Uline.
Mm.
He's he's just a regular working guy.
He's, yeah.
Getting donations from other regular working folks.
Hard working Americans. Exactly. Just boots. Just like us. Yeah, mm-hmm. just like me and you. We own, like, you know, a third of the property in Kenosha. It's great.
Like they do in Madison.
Exactly. I mean, I don't understand the appeal. I think I would bet that most of the reason why this is tightening up is it's not because they're just so fancy in love with that man and his mustache. It's because it's not Tammy Baldwin, and that's the whole rhetoric, anybody but her. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can fall in love with his policies. He has none.
Well, and now he's trying to moderate, I think. He's trying to moderate his more very unpopular opinions, like a total abortion ban.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, no, I don't believe that anymore. And the whole, do I believe there were issues with the 2020 election? Well, then Zuckerbucks was not, that was to help election clerks and local municipalities run the election.
Yep.
That's what that money was for, because our state legislature doesn't give them enough money all the time to run their elections.
Oh, and thanks.
And also in 2020, there was, what was it? Oh, it was a global pandemic.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yes, there were changes made so people could vote in the middle of a global pandemic that was killing people.
And thanks to the amendments that were voted on this past spring this year for the it is now for the judges race where Janet Protasiewicz was elected. Now we can look forward to no money being able to help anybody.
Right.
Because we voted into our constitution that things like quote unquote Zuckerbucks, which is just another great GOP talking point.
Right.
That lies through its teeth. Now they're on their own. So we can look forward to
longer lines,
longer ballot counts. And people are going to be sitting there going, oh, see, look at all, it's trying to be stolen because they're not getting a job. No, because they have no money. They have no resources.
And just a friendly reminder as well, our legislature could have done something so they could have started counting ballots earlier.
Yep.
And they chose not to do that.
Thanks, Senate.
Guys.
Yeah, you really, really love democracy and helping people.
You're so good at your jobs.
Yeah.
If doing nothing is your job description, you're gold standard, man.
They're coming up on the end of their 10-month break. December.
They're going to have to come back to work?
Well, I think this time they're all going to come back for like a week or two, you know, maybe zoom it in.
Well, then they got to go on a Christmas break.
Well, no, it's just the rest of the year. They're done for the rest of the year. They're 10 months off. 10 months.
And it's considered a full-time job, right?
Correct, with benefits and a pension.
Hmm.
Make more than me.
Interesting.
I've been working all year so far.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
We have a break coming up. Jack, I see you on the line. We'll take you on the other side. We have a new, completely real, totally legitimate super PAC ad.
And another one?
I know, and it was kind of a really strange way that it came to me.
All right.
It's kind of odd.
Looking forward to that
story. All the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Vast and Global Civic Media Radio Network.
She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for president.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 845-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 1030 News coming up in just a little bit. First, though, we were talking about California guy Eric Hovde running against Tammy Baldwin in a race that they say now is tightening. And he spoke to the Milwaukee Press Club this week and essentially said, lead pipes, lead schmipes, what's the big deal?
And he's from Wisconsin. He doesn't live in California.
Oh, he just has the almost $2 million mansion on Laguna Beach. And he's been named Orange County's most pro-business guy for like 3 years in a row. But you're right.
He does not live there.
He does not live in not California. No, he just visits there apparently occasionally. Jack from Merrimack, thank you for your patience, sir. What did you want to say?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, regarding our state legislature and their 10 months a year off, I mean, they're following the lead of one of the most powerful, 100 most powerful positions in the country, a guy by the name of Ron Johnson, who said we'd be better off if we never pass another law. Or
something. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Essentially to that effect. But so they're just following leadership. What can you say? But the other thing I wanted to say is, and I think I've heard this ad on even on civic media, and it's a nasty, nasty Tammy Baldwin ad. It is essentially saying that Tammy Baldwin is in favor of sex change operations for kids.
Yeah.
But the message. The message is very, very familiar. It's very much like the message for against Mandela Barnes. The message is for Tammy, gay person, beware, be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it was black person, be afraid with Mandela Barnes. This is, you know, people have got to be disgusted with acts like this. I just can't imagine anybody thinking this is a good thing.
But you know, Jack, but it obviously they've tested this message and it must resonate with the people that they're trying to reach. And it's fear.
Yeah.
Make them afraid. make them afraid of immigrants, make them afraid of people of color, make them afraid of gay people, make them afraid of trans people. These people are the enemy. That is their messaging, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. They're using tried and true tactics, Jack. This is,
and I'm sure they test this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they do. And this is all boilerplate stuff at this point. Trans kid, your kid going to school and becoming trans. Oh,
yeah. And yes, it over the course of a school day. Yes, that yeah. that absolutely does not happen. Just to clarify.
Thanks for calling, Jack. We thanks always a lot, appreciate Jack. Hearing from you. And yeah, I mean. It is disgusting, but that's once again, it goes back to, that's all he has now. He came to the race sitting in a lake, throwing axes, being aw shucks darn, trying to be Wisconsin. Nobody bought it. So then he started to move further and further to the right. Well, unfortunately, as you said, Jane, he's trying to become more moderate. The problem is the proof is in the receipts from years ago where he's talking about a total abortion ban.
Absolutely.
At the very least, there's no consistency with this man. Once again, if the GOP would put up a candidate that was worth their salt, fine. But this guy is just another millionaire like Tim Michaels coming into the state saying, I want.
Yes.
Mine. Yes. I want. President got to be rich man. I'm rich man, and I want to be senator.
I really do feel that there is a grain of truth to that, though.
I know.
I'm a very wealthy, successful person, and I think it would be fun to be a senator. So, yeah. Why can't I?
Give it to me.
Yeah, give it to me. We got 27 days, friends, before we go to the polls.
Yeah.
Make sure you are talking to your friends. Make sure they're registered. Make sure they have a plan to vote.
Yes.
I want to make sure we get to this because I think it's really, really important. There is yet another constitutional amendment on the November 5th ballot. And we just talked to Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin last week about this. But it bears repeating. They want to change, here's the question, eligibility to vote. Shall Section 1 of Article 3 in the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, be amended to provide that only a U.S. citizen age 18 or older who resides in a district may vote in an election? So a yes vote changes, supports this change.
Yes.
That changes the phrase only a United States citizen.
From every to only.
From every to only.
Yes.
A no vote opposes the change to keep the guarantee in our Constitution that every U.S. citizen has the right to vote. We agree that every U.S. I think we would most agree.
Yeah.
That every U.S. citizen should have the right to vote. Changing the language from every citizen to only citizens is a way for lawmakers to further restrict the freedom to vote. Wisconsin already has safe and secure elections, safeguards in place to ensure only eligible voters are voting. This amendment uses fear as a tactic to further divide us.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it's about. Vote no.
We will put the toolbox from League of Women Voters of Wisconsin on the show notes for today so you can read further for yourself. But yes, this may not seem like a lot, but that change from every to only is a restriction, and it begins.
It could be a slippery slope.
Exactly.
It could open the door to discriminatory practices, disenfranchising hundreds of thousands of eligible voters. Why do they want to make it so hard for people to vote? One wonders.
I mean, I thought it was a privilege, a right.
It's a right. It's our duty.
Yeah.
It's our duty.
It's our duty and a right to vote. And if you might be thinking, well, this keeps the illegals from voting in our elections. First of all, they're not.
No.
There's already a law in the books. And also, if you're a woman and you don't happen to have the proper documentation that, you know, matches your birth certificate to your driver's license, this affects you too.
If you didn't go to court to have your name changed when you got married, that was part of the SAVE Act that they wanted to shove into the latest bill.
Yep.
News is next. We'll have to wait for that new, completely real and totally legitimate Super PAC ad on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
California. California. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Fall Creek has received millions of dollars in grant funding to help them achieve their goal for a new library and community center. Earlier this week, Governor Tony Evers announced millions in grant funding for municipalities and tribal communities for various upgrades, including new libraries and expanded broadband access. Fall Creek received $4.25 million of the grant funding, which brings them over halfway to their $8 million goal. The new facility would feature the library, a community center, and village offices. The city of Eau Claire held its first public meeting on their proposed operating budget for 2025 on Monday. The new budget proposal calls for a $190 million increase, which is about 6% higher than last year's budget. According to city officials, the larger budget is meant to help the city manage its rapid growth while maintaining quality of service, especially for infrastructure maintenance. The city council is expected to continue fine-tuning the budget proposal and adopt the final version in November. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Despite being married to the star of Sex and the City, Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick says there are guest roles he had no problem turning down when offered so the two could work together. One role in particular the actor turned down was that of a premature, sort of sounds like miscalculator. Hey, that actually kind of makes sense. The New York Post reports that Parker says the couple doesn't work together because why would they? Stating a desire to keep their personal and professional lives separate. It's official. Taylor Swift is the richest female musician in the world. To be honest, I couldn't believe she wasn't already. Forbes reports that the 34-year-old megastar has a net worth of $1.6 billion. That's impressive enough, but she officially became a billionaire just last fall, so the cash is still rolling in. Swift surpassed the former richest female musician, Rihanna, who has a net worth of a measly $1.4 billion. Sounds like Taylor can officially stop waitressing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Super sunny today and quite comfortable as highs flirt with 70 degrees with calm southeast winds. A few clouds filter in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, another day filled with a ton of sunshine and unseasonable warmth as we spike to highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about the latest constitutional amendment you will see when you go to the polls on November 5th. They want to change a word, which you wouldn't think would be very important, but it is, because changing this word will allow, open the door, shall we say, to the potential for other changes to make it harder for people to vote, essentially is what it is.
Shenanigans.
So vote no.
Yeah.
Vote no would be our recommendation. Go to the League of Women Voters, Wisconsin. We'll put that in the show notes.
Yep.
If you want to read more about this constitutional amendment and why it is not a good thing. And just as a reminder that after we defeated the two, Robin Voss, Popcorn King, essentially said, oh, we're doubling down on these constitutional amendments. This isn't going to stop us.
We're going to keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing it. So they're trying to slip another one by us.
Yeah. And
don't let them do it.
Please don't. This is another one. And for anyone who says, well, we don't want people in here illegally voting.
They can't.
They can't vote. And we already have a law on the books. But read what is put in the notes today for today's show and how it affects natural born citizens of this country, specifically women.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's not good. It'll make it very inconvenient for them to vote if they don't have the proper paperwork. And my guess is they don't, because you just don't carry all the necessary information.
It's just so interesting that they don't like women voting, isn't it?
Well,
it almost seems like there are some who think we should repeal the 19th Amendment and go back to the good old days.
I'm just saying this right now, Jane. If there was a sandwich on my table, maybe I think about letting you vote. But no, it always is. It's every group that does. I mean, it's everyone they think is subservient.
It's everyone who they think will vote against them.
Yes.
Those are the people they don't want voting.
I'm looking at a quick piece of film right now of the Board of Elections in Cleveland for the first day of early voting.
It's early voting in Ohio.
In Ohio. It is packed. There are hundreds of people in there. I guarantee you this scares the bejesus out of the GOP in Ohio.
Yes.
And that's saying all of them aren't voting for Trump. But people who vote early, people who take place in the process, they a lot of times will vote Democratic. And this is going to be one of the things, if Kamala Harris wins and there is, I don't want to say a blue wave, but if we see a definite throwing down of the gauntlet saying, no, these policies are archaic, they are hateful, and they are un-American, one of the things that the GOP, specifically in Wisconsin, will have to reckon with is their wishy-washy back and forth flip-flop on early voting, where you have dear leader saying
they still can't land on a message.
I'll even take 2 months ago where it was the Wisconsin GOP saying bank your vote, vote early, and Donald Trump saying early vote's theft. But now Donald Trump on stage will talk about voting early and then talk about it being theft. So I want to believe that. I don't want to say they're dumb. They're not dumb.
No, they're not.
But it's a confusing rhetoric. It's a confusing way of thinking when the guy you love says it's theft. And then there's a guy here in Wisconsin named Brian Schimming saying, bank your vote.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, who's to say it's not a conspiracy? Maybe he's working for the left.
But again, it's about generating confusion. And it's about flooding the zone with BS.
Yeah.
It is. To confuse people so they don't know what to believe.
Yes.
Or who to believe. That's part of the plan.
We have a comment on the live stream that says, you nuts on the left won't be happy until you have voting 365, 24/7 days a week. Well, first of all, we want to also include that 29th day in February when there's leap year. But also, I will be happy when voting is a national, first of all, it's a day off. Election day is a day off, period, paid, national holiday. Also, when you turn 18, you are registered to vote.
I agree. That shouldn't be a controversial thing.
No, I don't
understand why that's controversial.
It's not impossible. It's not hard. It barely costs. It's a lot better than enforcing voter ID. It's a lot less expensive, but also having more of a streamlined idea of like, all right, you are registered to vote when you're 18. You register for the social service. You're registered to vote. National holiday on voting, and then every state you have to have 2 to 3 weeks or a month of early voting where everyone has access, period. That is, as you said before, our right. And when you try to
curtail it,
when you try to do things like this where you say only American citizens or only Wisconsin says, you're showing your hand.
Again, it's a solution in search of a problem.
Exactly.
Like so many of these measures.
And Deb Cronmiller said it, and I'll never forget it, that as many constitutional amendments that Wisconsin has, half of them are repealing old ones. Because we do this all the time. So
we're unique that way.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're just lucky that
way. The dairy state and the ridiculous state sometimes.
Tom from LA is on the line. Thank you for waiting, Tom. What did you want to say?
Hey, Jane. First off, if the Republicans in power are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. I hope everyone just realizes that every time they talk, they're actually confessing something about themselves. As far as this whole trans issue goes, the kids that are trans, just like when I was young in Wisconsin and was gay, were the people that are hiding the most and were more scared than anybody. It's predatorial white males that think a certain way that is very, very, you know, predatorial. It's really, really just unbelievable to me that people think that, yo, you can just go change you're supposed to be real people.
I know.
There's so much counseling that goes on. There's so much that, and honestly, like I said, in the state of Wisconsin, I bet you there are very few kids that are even saying that they're trans because it's a very, very small percentage.
I think the national is like 2-3%.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. It's a very, very small percentage. And I think you make an excellent point as far as people who are just perhaps discovering that they're gay or trans, they're more afraid than anybody.
Yeah.
That's right. Because they know what they're going to have to face and how difficult it can be depending upon the community that you're in.
Isn't that another thing that Eric Hovde talked about? Eric Hovde talked about the fact that trans kids face high
rates of suicide.
Not because of family throwing them out, not because of embarrassment at school or any of those other things that kids who are trans are going through. It's because of regret.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't believe there's anything. He has any facts to back that up.
No, of course not.
No. Oh well. Who needs facts? But thank you, Tom. Appreciate your perspective. Really appreciate you listening as always. You can join us as well if you would like to check in 855-752-4842. We want to flip gears just a little bit and talk about a boy and his dictator.
Whoa, I didn't know if that sentence was ending soon.
Washington Post, Isaac Stanley Becker. As the coronavirus tore through the world in 2020, the U.S. and other countries had a shortage of tests to detect COVID. Then President Trump secretly sent these coveted tests to Russian President Vladimir Putin for his personal use. Vladimir Putin, petrified of COVID, accepted the supplies but took pains to prevent any fallout. He cautioned Trump not to reveal that he had sent him those tests because he didn't want people to get mad at Trump.
And how did we find out about this information, Jane?
In Bob Woodward's latest book, which is coming out next week, I believe.
Oopsie doodle, someone told.
Yeah, Bob Woodward, you know, he's not accomplished at all.
No, he only helped take down a president.
As a little reminder of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin's relationship while he was in office.
Best buds.
Besties. Malcolm Turnbull is the former Prime Minister of Australia, and he was on a round table discussion, I believe it was last year. Calvin, let's play that clip from Malcolm Turnbull, the former Prime Minister of Australia, on Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
When you see Trump with Putin, as I have on a few occasions, he's like the 12-year-old boy that goes to high school and meets the captain of the football team. My hero. It is really creepy. It's really creepy. Now,
and that struck you at the time?
Oh, absolutely. It struck everybody. It was like you could touch it. It was creepy. The creepiness was palpable.
Are you trying to say they're having a bromance?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just telling you what I saw. Regrettably, the Republican Party under Donald Trump, and particularly the right wing of the Republican Party, are very sympathetic to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Bloomberg reporting this morning, the Kremlin has confirmed that former U.S. President Donald Trump, while in office, sent Russian President Vladimir Putin rare COVID-19 testing devices at the height of the pandemic. A deputy spokesman today said the tests had been sent. Also in this new book called War that's coming out from Bob Woodward, Woodward also reports that since Donald Trump has been out of office, he has called Vladimir Putin 7 times. Just to, I don't know, check up on the kids.
Shoot the bull.
How you doing, Vlad? What? But I believe there's something called the Hogan Act.
Yeah.
Or Logan Act.
Hold on a minute.
The Logan Act. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. He is no longer the sitting president of the United States. I don't think he's supposed to be calling the heads of other countries just to have friendly little chats.
Logan Act. Logan Act. Enacted in 1799.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
It's one of those original ones. It's still got that new country smell.
Yeah, it's kind of naughty. The Kremlin spokesperson who has confirmed that Trump said Putin rare COVID-19 tests is denying the claim that the two leaders have spoken by phone a bunch of times since Trump has been out of office. J.D. Vance, Trump's vice presidential running mate, on the stump yesterday was asked about whether or not the two men had some friendly chats. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
What little I know about Bob Woodward is that he is, I'm going to use a word here.
A word?
He is a hack.
Ah.
The guy's a hack.
Mm. Right.
So have I talked to Donald Trump about his calls with Vladimir Putin? No. I've never had that conversation with Donald Trump in my life. But if Donald Trump, even if it's true.
Even.
Look, is there something wrong with speaking to world leaders? No. No. Is there anything wrong with engaging in diplomacy?
Diplomacy? He's not in office. If this were reversed, if this situation were reversed, and Hillary Clinton had been placing calls to Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the bonfire they would set so they could burn her at the stake?
If she just was talking about Vladimir Putin and talking on the phone, they would lose their minds. By the way, Bob Woodward contributed to 2 Pulitzer Prize winning awards articles.
He's a hack.
He's a recipient of nearly every major American journalism award, including the Hayward Braun Award and many, many others.
Oh, Bob Woodward never done anything.
What a hack. The only thing that he's done that makes them mad has gotten Donald Trump to talk in front of him.
Calvin.
Well, yeah. And if Bob Woodward made this up, it'd be pretty cut and dry defamation suit. So bring a lawsuit if it's not true.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's not one is pretty obviously that it's true.
I mean, where's the proof, my friends?
Proof, schmoof. Who needs proof?
Proof, schmoof. I like that.
Who needs proof? Besties.
All the best people.
All the best people. And what's wrong with a little diplomacy, guys? What's wrong with a little diplomacy? Nothing to see here.
Remember when Russia was our most feared?
For a part of the country, they still are.
Yeah.
Not the other half so much.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We still have to play that new, completely real and totally legitimate Super PAC ad. We will do it before the 11 o'clock news. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You can also call and text directly from the Civic Media app, so make sure you download that. Wherever you get your apps, it's completely free. We've just updated it. It's really great. You can listen to all the stations all across the state and call and text directly to those stations. So it makes it pretty easy for you. And it's absolutely free.
And you can customize it, too, to the news you want to get.
That's right. Yep. Sign up for our newsletter, too, by the way. We did have a staff meeting yesterday. And our news team has expanded really rapidly around the state. And they are putting together these great newsletters depending upon what part of the state you're in. So it's actually news that, I don't know, that you care about.
It applies to you
and sports and local sports, which is the thread through so many communities. So sign up for the Civic Media newsletter. Find it all at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. All right. We've been teasing this all morning. We should probably get to it.
Okay.
Completely real and totally legitimate new Super PAC ad.
But from a different group this time.
Yeah, a different group. Completely. I wasn't expecting this. I stopped into the liquor store earlier this week just to pick up a bottle of wine for dinner.
Oh, with dinner or for dinner?
Well, with dinner.
Okay, there we are. Okay, I just want to make
a
sure.
A glass of wine with dinner.
You said for dinner.
Well, sometimes I do that.
There
too.
You go.
And a little cereal. But anyway, I'm at the liquor store picking up a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying too close attention. There was just this little tiny elderly woman in front of me with a big bottle of Korbel. And she had this big satchel when I could see a couple of knitting needles sticking out of it.
But yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
She checked out and went on her way. And I checked out and got my wine and I'm heading out the door. And there's a pair of mittens lying on the ground.
Okay.
They look like they were hand knitted. I picked them up and inside was this little flash drive.
You put your hand in a pair of gloves.
Well, no, I just kind of shook it out.
Okay.
And this little flash drive came out, and it said, play me.
Is this before or after the wine? Just wondering.
This was before.
Okay, all right.
This was before.
Sounds totally legitimate.
Well, yeah, and I haven't actually listened to it yet. I mean, why would one do that?
Calvin, have your finger on the dump button, please. We don't know what's on this tape.
Yeah, but let's play this completely real and obviously totally legitimate new ad from a Super PAC.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same political party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. But I've noticed that ever since Governor, what was his name? You know, the one that had that terrible accident with the kitchen cabinet that gave him that bald spot. Anyway, ever since he was elected and all his buddies took over without the governor we have now, it seems like nothing in Wisconsin ever gets done. Oh, sure, they talk a good game, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water or closing hospitals or childcare, they gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. Well, what if I just closed the door and walked away that time the squirrel got into the fruit cellar? That would have been one big mess, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband or my garden club or my Facebook friends or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting.
Oh.
But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us.
Let's knit crazy.
Let's knit crazy.
Let's knit crazy Super PAC.
Well, that sounds like a group of people that I want to party with.
Oh, I bet they party.
Yeah.
She had a big bottle of Korbel. A
huge bottle of Korbel. Well, I mean, one of the things I like, that was a good message because, you know, tell your granddaughters.
Well, and I do think that there are folks who have been voting one way all of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And with the current political climate and some of the current messaging that we're getting from one side in particular, I think there are many folks who have decided they're going to vote a different way this year and they're just not going to tell anybody.
Well, one of the things that you've always said when you've done the farmers market is that you have people who come up to you and won't make a big deal and be like, I love what you're doing.
Yes.
I really like what you're doing.
And I love your station and I love the show.
You know, and they're not telling their spouse. They're not telling their family or friends because it's divisive. And unfortunately, we just said a long time ago, we don't talk about politics at the dinner table. And that became the law of the land.
It was a polite, you don't talk money, politics, or religion.
Or sex.
That was just a given.
Yeah.
You never talked about sex.
But yeah, I just, you know, I grew up in a house where they didn't talk. My mom's a liberal. My dad was a Republican, and they never talked about that stuff. And I always wondered what would have happened in the 80s when it was much more of a tamed world where you could have the disagreements, where congressmen had cocktails with each other after work.
When they still worked across the aisle.
But
before a compromise became a dirty word.
Became something that got you primaried out of your office.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be interested to see how many people after the election come out and say, yeah, I voted this way.
Well, and we've talked as well, you know, Kamala Harris now has gotten the endorsements of some prominent Republicans.
Lots.
Including here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then we have National Security Leaders for America.
Mm-hmm.
These are over 700 retired generals and ambassadors and national security experts that we've had on for months. And Randy Manner, a retired major general in the Army, is going to be back on with us on Friday to talk about why these folks are supporting Kamala Harris. And for many of them, this will be the first time they're not voting the same way.
Absolutely.
And if you're one of those folks, no one else is in there when you cast your ballot. It's your business. You don't have to tell anybody.
Exactly.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to be joined by the Main Street Alliance. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tringvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a hump day edition. Hey!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CB.